Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
A certain couple were in deep water financially. They tried to borrow money from the bank, from brother-in-law, from friends and acquaintances, without success. Talking over their plight, the wife exclaimed, "We've tried everything. There's nothing we can do now but just trust God." "Oh, my heavens," exclaimed the husband, "has it really come to that?" Few of us ever learned the simple lesson of depending upon God, as did Abraham long ago. He left his home and he set out on a journey of over 1,000 miles through desolate, barren lands, and he eventually became the father of 2 great nations. Now, Abraham was not a perfect man. He bent the truth when Abimelech wanted Sarah for his wife. He tired of waiting on God to give him a son and took matters into his own hands. Yet when it came to believing that what God had promised he was able to perform, his faith was a model for us to follow. Abraham's faith, though, didn't exempt him from hardship or difficulty. His nephew was kidnapped and held for ransom. His employees were involved in labor disputes. His herds faced famine, and the very life of his son was in jeopardy. In this, we can learn some important lessons. Once when I spoke at a conference, I spoke about the testing which Abraham endured, as God wanted to know if Abraham was willing to give his son as an offering. I quoted Isaiah 43:2, which says, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you." After the message, a young father said, "You'll never know what that text has meant to me." He explained that he had been fishing in a certain river when his wife and 3-year-old child were involved in an automobile accident a short distance upstream. In the accident, the little fellow was thrown into the raging river and lost his life. He said, "It brings such comfort to know that God is with us in and through the waters." Friend, faith is the determination to keep on walking with God no matter what happens to you. That faith results in commitment. I've never fully been able to understand why so many people think that faith in God should exempt you from testing. God loved Abraham. Abraham loved his son. Yet God brought deliverance through the trials. Have you ever asked yourself, "Why is it so difficult for me to learn the simple lesson of dependence upon God?" There are 3 reasons why I've struggled with turning loose, and I suspect you can identify with these. Faith demands dependence, and we fight turning loose because of our stubborn independence. Notice a little child as you try to help him, and he will say, "I'd rather do it myself." The trapeze artist in the circus has to turn loose of the one bar before he can fly through the air and grab the more distant one. Turning loose is hard. The second reason it is hard to trust God more fully is because of our willful pride. We hold on to things as long as possible. We trust neighbors, friends, relatives, ministers, and doctors about anybody before we are driven to trust God. The third reason it's so hard to trust God is because of our old sinful nature. Our old man cries out in rebellion, but the simple life of faith rests upon the promises of God's Word. J. Elton Trueblood, the Quaker scholar, once wrote, "Faith is not belief without proof, but trust without reservation." When there is nothing left but God, you will then discover that God is enough. You can trust Him, and when you do, you need nothing else.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.